I'm Boogie.
I'm Arlene.
And I'm Marty.
Now, we're on 5 days a week, as you probably know, Boogie in the Morning, but we're also on a Saturday as well. What time's that then, Arlene?
9 o'clock until 12.
9 till 12, just a wee short 3-hour shift on a Saturday morning. And it's always a lot of fun. We got lots of people on the phone having a chat and stuff. And last week, we decided to do a topic about horses, didn't we?
Yes, and your mishaps, because it was Grand National Day.
That's right. And basically, any story at all, as long as it involved you and a horse. Now, we got this call, which we couldn't put out on the radio, because Marty here deemed it too rude to go out.
Yes, it was. Before you listen to this, it should probably come with a content warning.
Yes.
Just be careful if you're upset easily. Maybe not.
What
did
they say? NSFW.
Not safe for work.
Not safe for work. Okay.
Ah, got you.
So don't have this on the loudspeakers at work.
No, definitely.
Because
not.
You might get the sack. But we thought that this call was far too funny to just be wasted and end up on the edit room floor.
Correct.
So this was a girl called Laura. Laura, who phoned us up to tell us the story that involved her and a horse. Just remember, if you're a bit sensitive, don't listen anymore. But you're going to love this. Here comes Laura.
I used to work on a stud farm. Oh. And
I used to live in one.
I bet you did.
Yes.
And on this particular occasion, two people have to get the stallion. And two people have to hold the mare. Because this stallion's going to do anything to get at the mare. So you have to wait until he's obviously fully stiff, shall we see.
We take him out of the stable,
we take him out to the mare, and believe it or not, for a big animal, it's kind of like two pumps in a squirt and then it's over, so it's quite fast, right? So anyway, the instrument goes in, and he's giving it licks, but on this occasion, the instrument came out, and because it's massive, it's flying everywhere, and so is the sperm. And it hit one of the handlers on the lip, and she's got like a couple of drops of sperm on her lip. But because the sperm is so precious, we have to get his bit back in.
No, we can't do this.
Oh, dearie me.
No, that's a two-man job, isn't it?
It was a four-man, actually.
Oh, the poor girl that had it on her face.
We were like, just don't lick, don't lick.
I'm sure that was the last thing that she wanted to do.
Well, you don't even know. People have weird faces.
Oh, Laura. Oh, do you know what? This is the greatest call that will never make it onto the radio.
I know.
Oh, but thank you so much for telling us it. All right.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.